This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one...
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, the human body is incredibly complex. We are still learning about it, and yes, we are even discovering new human diseases. So, let me introduce you to what appears to be a disease so new that you won't find it in your spell checker or even your favourite dictionary. In fact, this disease is so new, it might not even turn out to be a real disease at all. It's called misophonia, literally meaning hatred of sound. Misophonia is a disorder of how your brain processes sounds. So, you get extremely powerful negative reactions in response to some everyday sounds. These trigger sounds, as they're called, are overwhelmingly generated by humans. About 80% of them are related to the mouth, and about 60% have a strong repetitive element. Trigger sounds include eating, chewing, footsteps, breathing, yawning, a cat licking its paws, yes, and even the plosive sound of the letter P, as in Peter Piper picked a peck of peckled Piper's pick-a-pick-a-pick-a-pick-a-pick. In people who have misophonia, the response to the trigger sound is a strange and extreme combination of rage, terror, fear, panic, and anger. It seems to be related to the flight, fright, or freeze response in the sympathetic nervous system, which has evolved to get you ready for dealing with emergencies. In about 5% of cases, the trigger sound leads to actual physical violence, while in about 25% of cases, it results in verbal violence. In most cases, though, the anger gets bottled up. People with misophonia have insight into their condition. They understand that their aggressive reaction to a trigger sound is both excessive and unreasonable, and that the loss of self-control is socially unacceptable. So they often try to avoid the trigger sounds by all kinds of workarounds, including wearing noise reduction headsets, which unfortunately cut out a whole bunch of other useful sounds as well. Misophonia was first identified in 1997 by the audiologist Marsha Johnson. She called it 4S, or Selective Sound Sensitivity Syndrome. It was the married researchers, Margaret and Pavel Jastreboff from Emory University, who first coined the term misophonia around the year 2000. However, the condition has not yet been accepted into the psychiatric Bible, known as DSM-5, which stands for the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition. On average, misophonia appears when you're about 13, but it can turn up over a fairly wide range of ages. And unfortunately, it gets worse over time. You get sensitive to a wider range of trigger sounds. A relatively small study in early 2017 showed that people with misophonia had abnormally high activity in the anterior insular cortex, that's a part of your brain, when exposed to their trigger sounds. This part of the brain tells our consciousness what it should pay attention to. Also, the brain centers that process sound fired up more strongly in people with misophonia when they heard their trigger sounds. And the brain scans showed a remarkable degree of hyperconnectivity between the auditory systems and the systems that process emotion. It's early days so far, especially for a condition that is not yet even officially recognized, but there are already some treatments that seem to work. Both cognitive behavior therapy and some brain training techniques appear to have some degree of success. Alcohol seems to make it better, while caffeine can make it worse. Anything, however, is better than nothing when an innocent sound can be a trigger for another person's bite.
What does it mean? Why is it so?